South, you should be here as well. Lot to
South.
Get to. Hell yeah. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from tight ends in League City. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Got to get down on Thursday, Fred.
Hell yeah. Well, it's your Friday.
It's Friday for me. I'm out of here tomorrow.
You're off. You're off to drink beer, which
I am.
We're going to do here. We're tight ends.
I'm pre-gaming here.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah, I'm pre-gaming here. It's my Friday. Jong is playing. That's only for me only.
Yeah.
The rest of you schlubs, you all have to go to work tomorrow. But not me.
No.
Not
good,
me.
Good on you.
The privileged few. It's white privilege, Fred.
Oh, you're as white as they come. 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, that's your best way to get in touch with us today is to do that or hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. And or better yet, why don't you just get your butts out here to tight ends?
Yeah.
And tell you what, this is a cool place. They've done a nice job with it. First time we've been out here. And I hope we get to come back because I like this place.
The costumes that the ladies wear here are very revealing.
Are you ashamed?
Am I ashamed of what? The tightness of my jeans? it's very humiliating. No, there's a lot of. There's a lot of lady ass around here, and it's not hidden. You know, there's no. It's like, imagine if Hooters girls weren't wearing those shorts. Like that would be this place.
Yeah, only I would say the quality here is a little higher than a place like that.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say significantly higher.
Yeah.
In terms of talent.
Well, and the beer quality is definitely better. They got a bunch of good beer on tap here. Including the Sam Adams Oktoberfest, which is what I'm drinking. Did you go with Boston Lager?
No, I went with the Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're having the big contest here tonight, the Stein lifting contest, which I don't know. I don't know if we're eligible to participate in, but it seems like a contest that you could win.
I would feel good about my chances because I masturbate an awful lot,
yeah.
And I think that really has.
And you do it weird. Like, you do it straight-armed, unlike other normal people who...
Well, I have to.
...do a 90-degree bend in the elbow. Mm-hmm. You have a... You go straight-arm.
I have to. It's, you know, it's a curse.
You're massive.
But...
Massive.
I feel like I'd be okay at this.
Yeah?
But I don't think we're allowed to participate.
I feel like I boxed 12 rounds today, literally, and...
So you did box 12 rounds.
I literally boxed 12 rounds this morning. I don't know how long I would last, but it seems like a fun contest, and the prize... the prize is pretty cool, too, so, yeah, it's worthwhile to come out here and give it a try.
There'll be a male winner and a female winner, and they'll get to come back on October 12th for the finals, and the winner of that gets a trip to Boston. So
Boston, you mean.
Yeah, and I don't do a good chowd. I wish I could do a chowd.
What are you can't do it?
I can't do the chowd accent.
You can't do Matt Damon and...
I can't do it.
Oh, really?
I've tried.
Good Will Hunting?
The two that I can't do chowd. And I can't really do New Yorker.
It's hard to do Boston accent without cussing a lot.
Right.
Like
if I could cuss, I would probably be okay.
That's a big part of it. You need to be able to throw the F word in there.
See, I wouldn't even sound remotely close to Boston if I tried it.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah. So for some reason, I've never been able to nail those two.
But you do a good Indian, so...
It's not Indian, it's Pakistani.
Oh, okay.
Well, or Indian, you can be either one.
Well, let me hear your Indian versus your Pakistani.
They're both very similar.
Okay. Okay. Well,
it's really just sort of a generic, you know, Asian sort of Western Asian
Middle
thing.
Eastern accent.
Sort of. The more Middle Eastern, more moving towards the Mediterranean, slightly different than that.
Okay. Do you have an Arab accent?
I do, but it needs a little more work. It's not ready for public.
And it's got a lot of yelling and stuff, probably.
Yeah, and if I start doing that...
You're allowed to do that, and it's not racist, because your last name's Fowler.
Well, I'm half. So I'm only being half racist.
Right, okay.
So it's okay. I still prefer my country accent.
I know you do.
That's my favorite. But no, I've never been able to do a chowd.
Okay, well, you should practice.
I'll work on it.
I mean, the spirit of the evening calls for it.
That's true. I think our buddy John Granato is going to be out here tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Is he going to be doing the lift? No, he's weak and feeble. There's no way he's doing that contest.
Yeah, he golfs a lot. That's not really going to help you for this.
No. Although he does keep the straight arm.
There's
but
that.
No, he can't hold that thing up. There's no way.
713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. We're pretty guest-heavy today. We've got Michael the Russian wants me to do a Russian accent. Actually, you do a better Russian accent than I do. I can do Russian, but sometimes it sort of trickles into more Italian. I don't know why.
Yeah.
If I'm not paying attention. But we'll have Christopher Harris at 4:30 to talk fantasy football. So for those of you who have fantasy questions, that will be your time. Brad Powers at 5:30 to talk college football betting.
Powerful.
And we're going to have a little UFC talk, too, at 6 o'clock with your buddy.
Yeah, Alex Morano is fighting on Saturday night. And Alex is getting to fight. Alex has done a lot of fights now. And, you know, he's gotten to travel a bit. And it's cool. But Alex is getting to fight in Saitama Arena in Japan, which is where...
Against a Japanese guy,
against
right?
a Japanese legend, in the same arena where all the big pride shows took place. So, where Fedor and Krokop
right.
and Shogun, all these guys fought in their heyday. He gets to fight in that building tomorrow night, which I think is just awesome. So, he's over in Japan right now. I think it'll be if we talk to him at 6 p.m. or 6 o'clock our time, I want to say it's 7 a.m. there.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I actually had this coordinated when my daughter was visiting over there because when she would text me.
It's about 11 hours.
Yeah, it's
difference.
About 11 hours.
Okay. Yeah, because
yeah,
so. We had to figure it out because I was texting him yesterday. And he was like, dude, you were texting me at 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Gabriel says he loves my old person voice. That's my normal voice, Gabriel.
That's just Alfred.
Come on.
It's Harry Styles.
That old guy voice. It's sometimes a really old guy who's about to die.
Well, that's me. So.
Yeah.
So cool. So we got a lot of fun stuff on the show today. And if you are out and about, this is your place to be. There's no reason to be on 45 because we all know 45 traffic sucks going both directions 24 hours a day, right?
It ain't great.
And it's raining, which makes
which
it even
makes
worse.
It worse, yes.
So don't bother with the traffic. Get yourself out here. There's some terrific scenery for you to look at. And
there's good beer.
There's good beer.
I'll tell you soon about the food.
Yeah, you're going to try the food?
I'm going to try the food.
Awesome.
You're not going to try the food?
I might try the food.
Okay.
I haven't decided yet.
Are you dieting or something?
I'm doing a really good job lately of not gaining weight.
Not me.
So
I'm going to eat something horrible for me.
But I'm at that point where
I'm sure they can make you a salad here.
Yeah, but that's not fair. You know, you talk about they got a great salad. Woo, that's gonna make people want to come out.
I mean, listen, you eat like a woman, you claim it at least.
713-780-ESPN. No, I'm at that point where I go about 2 weeks where I just try to maintain my weight, and then I'm gonna try to lose 10 more.
Oh,
so I'm in the
okay.
maintenance mode right now, and then I'll.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll eat something. I just don't know what yet.
Okay.
713, somebody says we sound like we're in a cave.
I mean, this is a cavernous room. It's probably because this speaker is right next to my
head.
Yeah,
that's probably part of it.
It's probably not doing us any favors. It sounds better already, actually, now that I moved that.
Somebody says Tokyo's 14 hours ahead.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Well, I don't know. We haven't done the math.
Would it be 14 hours ahead or 10 hours behind?
But he went with 6 o'clock Central Time. Call him. He'll be ready to do the interview. That's what he said.
Cool.
He's already weighed in, and I get to, today's a rest day.
Yeah.
So, and then they fight in the morning there. So that way it'll come on prime time for us. They're fighting in the morning.
Cool.
Which is a little weird, I would guess, if you were fighting. But it's also, I mean... you want when I fought, I'd try to stay up real late a couple nights before, then sleep in during the day. That way, you feel like when you act because if you fight at 11 something at night, you want to feel like you're fighting at 6 or 7 when you'll probably be feeling more alive, you know.
Right.
11 o'clock, normally you're kind of worn down. So you try to adjust your day a little bit. It's just probably more extreme there. We'll ask him about it, though.
We've got a little TV news for you.
Okay.
But Netflix is going to drop on October 1st.
What is it?
Well, Stranger Things.
Volume 2?
Volume 2. It's actually in October. It's not going to be October 1st. But are you excited for that?
Yeah.
I like the first one.
I like that. I'm excited for The Punisher that's supposed to be coming out on that, too.
But, yeah, October 1st, they're dropping a whole bunch of stuff, including Boogie Nights. I wonder, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Hey, John, how come there's a couple people saying they can't hear our show? What's happening?
I'm working on it.
It's a long story, isn't it?
Ugh.
What the hell?
So are we currently just broadcasting to the app? Is that what you're saying?
The app's the problem.
Oh, the app's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
There's
nothing we can do about
yeah.
it. We're doing our part. We're sitting here talking about masturbation and hot asses, and, you know, that's our part.
That's what.
There's not really much else we can do.
And beer drinking contests.
Yeah, beer drinking contests and things of that nature. So
Joe says his girlfriend's listening for the first time. Can she get a shout out? It says Sahar. Is it Sahar? Or you think it's Sarah and a typo?
It's probably Sarah and a typo. Would be my guess. But either way,
well,
whether it's
Sahar
or
Sarah.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, there's lots of faces being made.
You're probably gonna hate this show. Because
yeah,
we are insensitive, and Fred is extremely sexist.
Well, not really, but I'm getting a lot of good suggestions for food here.
Okay.
Including the jalapeno pork chop. That sounds amazing.
That sounds pretty healthy, too.
Well,
you could probably eat that.
Not really, but that's okay.
It's a pork chop. That's health.
I did 4 miles today. I guess I can have a pork chop.
There you go.
All right,
guys. Football season has begun. It's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football, though. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 pick'em contest. Totally free to enter. Pick'em's the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy. Drafting your teams faster than ever. They've organized the players into 8 tiers. You select one player from each tier. You're on your way to big cash prizes. That's where you're on your way to. Best part is you're drafting a new team every week. No commitment. So if you had somebody on your team last week who gave you a big fat zero, you don't have to have that guy on your team anymore. He's dead to you. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings free contests with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code Houston to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? What are you waiting for? I won some money this week. I almost won $50,000 of life-changing money. I would have been out of here forever. You'd never see me again. I would have moved to I'd move to some island. It's DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from tight ends. Come on out here. Technically League City, right? Isn't that where we are?
That's what I said, but okay. I don't know.
Well, it's right off the 646 exit when you're going to Santa Fe.
It's not my neck of the woods, so
well,
I don't know.
This is so confusing to me because none of this was here when I was growing up. This was a field.
Okay.
And now you got all this cool stuff here. And 646 was the road that there was never anybody on it. So if we were going to drive off somewhere with a young lady, it was always down 646.
Oh, okay. Now you can't do that, though.
No. Now you get arrested.
You get arrested.
Exactly.
For indecency.
Yeah, or public nudity.
Be decent.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently the app is fine now. So for those of you who...
To the rescue?
Yeah.
Whose fault was it?
I'm blaming Ninja because he's here.
He does look like he messed something up. I don't know.
He always looks like he messed something up.
Yeah.
And he never defends himself, so I'm just... It's easy to blame him. You can just say, hey, he did it, and he just smiles at you. See?
Yeah.
That's what ninjas do. I guess. I'm still scared one of these days he's going to come here and kill all of us.
He probably will, but, you know.
Yeah, but that's all right. We'll be firing back. Don't worry.
Well, the big story, at least over the last hour or so, is that Aaron Hernandez's brain tests have come back. And apparently he had such an advanced form of CTE that his brain was about that of a 65-year-old man's. Now the Hernandez family is suing the NFL. They're suing the Patriots. Does that have any legs, do you think? I mean, I can't imagine.
No.
Murdered people.
Yeah.
At least one person. Probably more.
Right. Well, now that he's dead, all those were vacated.
He's murder-free?
Yeah, he's technically murder-free.
I don't believe that. I feel like if you murder someone and then you die, you still murdered people. Because those other people are still dead.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
See, I would think now if there was some way where if you died and they came back, then fine. I'd be okay with it.
Right.
But, yeah. I admit this is a little distracting. I have the better view than you do. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of have the view of the entire inside bar.
Right.
And we're out back if you're coming out here, and it's cool out here, too.
Are you saying there's less ass out here than indoors?
Yes. And a lot of it just sort of parks right there in the corner. So.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm a professional. I took the seat where.
You took the seat that was left available because I got here first.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. But what'd you order?
A burger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The waitress recommended it. I said, okay. That works for me.
All right. Well, I will look at the menu on the next break and come up with something to eat here. So,
she said something about fried cheese, and I was sold.
Fried cheese, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
I'm going to order something exotic.
Okay.
I just don't know what yet.
A rabbit head?
If they've got rabbit head, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Lizard penis?
I'm going to be eating some exotic stuff this weekend.
I guess so, yeah.
New Orleans, I always...
Everything's exotic
I open
there.
Things up. Yeah. I open up my playbook on what I'm willing to eat.
Vincent asks, apologies if you already discussed, but I see the number up to 9 between Cincinnati and Green Bay. Is there a number where you take Cincinnati? We'll go over every single game tomorrow at you know what? We better do this today because you're
not
here.
We can do it today, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it today.
I'm prepared today.
All right, well, I'll tell
when
you
when you guys ask me to go over lines on Tuesday, I'm ill-prepared.
See, now I am because I have to do a show on Tuesday. So that's my...
I need time to handicap. I mean, I can give you... Like I said on Tuesday, I was like, I can give you my initial thoughts. Like, my initial instinct is this.
Yeah.
But I've done no homework on Tuesday. I mean, it's... The last game just ended on Monday. You got to give me a minute.
Well... I finally figured out why people want picks on Tuesday. It's like if you got your ass kicked over the weekend.
They're ready to get back
in. Yeah, you want to get right back in the pool. If you drowned, you want to swim again.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN. So, we'll do that at 5 o'clock. How about that? We'll go over every game for you at 5 o'clock. And then 5:30, we'll do college football with Brad Powers. And I've got some games I want to ask him about because that a lot of people are checking in on. So, did you watch any of your Astros last night?
No, I did not. You know why? They've already clinched the division, so I don't really care what happens.
It's kind of meaningless at this point, right? The only thing is, do they catch the Indians?
And
the Indians keep winning, so.
I was still watching my Scientology show.
Oh, you're still hooked on
that? Oh, my God, Fred. You've got to watch this.
Yeah?
I mean.
What's like a documentary?
Yes.
Because I watched a documentary on Scientology on HBO about a year ago.
This is different.
Okay.
This is Leah Remini, who, and everybody who talks about it, they're interviewing people who have, and this is their words, not mine, escaped from Scientology.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of what the HBO thing was about.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, these people will literally have to make a run for it, and then they get threatening letters. You know, if you have family that's still Scientologists, they have to, what they call, disconnect from you, where they're allowed to have no contact with you. They consider you an evil person if you leave Scientology. Hmm. So, I mean, it is just fascinating to me. So I've watched the entire first season of Leah Remini's show, and as soon as the minute the football game ends tonight, guess what I'm doing? starting season two.
Okay. So how many seasons are there?
Two seasons.
Is it Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay. Our
and then hopefully by the time I finish this Leah Remini show, Stranger Things and The Punisher will be on.
Yeah. Our buddy Holly just texted me. Said she's literally on that same show right now. It's insane.
Oh, it is. I mean, so. Listen, I'm not one to make fun of other people's religions. You believe what you want to believe. But, it sure does feel like a...
But there's not an organized religion in the world that you can't pick apart if you want to.
Yeah. But this one makes it easier than most.
Yeah, they go out of their way. It's Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's like a headmaster of that thing.
He's like a high priest or
and
something?
He's up there. And the guy who's like the main dude, his name's David Miscavige. Like all these people they've talked to, he beat the crap out of them. Like he punched them multiple times. And they said, imagine you're Catholic and the Pope comes up and starts punching you. Like, you know.
Or the priest comes up and takes you in the back.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
But it's different.
Okay, just checking.
It's different.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good email I just got.
Okay. What's it say? Is it good for me?
Well, I don't know. It's just that it looks like my homepage for Sports Map is finally ready, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
So, yes.
Soft launch tomorrow. Hopefully a hard launch on Monday is the tentative plan. So.
I know you. You're into the hard launch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Soft doesn't work
for
me.
You like it hard, not soft at all.
Exactly. Especially in a place like this. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. But, it's looking pretty good, man. I'm excited about it. Looking forward to getting that out to the people. And speaking of Holly.
She's just walked in.
She just wandered in.
She's just walked
in. This is like her place.
Maybe during the break, she and I will talk about Leah Remini. Like, that's what we got to have some discussions about this.
All right. So
Holly has the same fingernails as Leah Remini. You have the same fingernails as Leah Remini. That's terrifying.
I
used to think Leah Remini was so hot.
Really?
When she was on King of Queens, I was like, man, she's really hot. And, like, it was so obvious she was too hot for Kevin James.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know, especially if Kevin James worked for UPS, he would never get a chick like Leah Remini. But then, like, then you find out she's crazy, and you're like, oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's why. But
I always get her confused with Layla Rahimi, who used to work for...
Yeah, that's a different chick.
Oh, that is a nice-looking burger.
Thank you.
Damn. What the hell?
I told you, there's fried cheese everywhere.
That fried cheese is like five times the size of the burger.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to fold it over the top.
That looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
Damn, now I got to get something. What'd you do with the menu?
I don't know. I gave it to the chick.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, see, all the Southern crew is showing up now.
Oh, yes.
Yep. My brother just made it.
The better-looking Fowler just walked in.
See, he has to dress up, though, because he works at a school.
I know, but, I mean, you don't have to come in here being all schlubby.
Yeah.
Oh, now there's girls hugging in their underwear.
Yeah.
At least one of them. At least one of them is in their underwear, and they're hugging.
Oh, well, then I don't know why you... You guys aren't out here.
Yeah, it's a good place.
It's kind of on you.
It's a good place to see girls hug in their underwear.
Exactly. And they're okay with you taking pictures.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know.
You've just been doing it.
Yeah.
You've been doing it ever since.
Yeah,
you
know, because it's just like the old trick. He can tell you this. The students will put the phone under the desk to text. Just put the phone on the desk and click.
That is illegal. I'm almost certain.
No. We're in a public place.
All right. Yeah.
Fine. I'm not actually doing that.
Okay.
We're going to erase these pictures real quick. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And, guys, you want to get in on the action tonight? MyBookie.ag is your place to do it. And there's college, there's pro, there's whatever you want tonight. And an industry-leading website, best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. In-game live betting. So if you don't get home in time to bet the beginning of the game, guess what? You can jump right in at halftime. You can jump in at the first quarter. They're going to have something for you. And if you join now, first time, they're going to match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. That's right. First time deposit, bonus up to 100%. Start winning big today. And if you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, hey, mybookie.ag has you covered. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Just call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account And if you're into the ponies like I am, you can bet the ponies too. So you bet ponies, sports, they got you covered. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from tight ends in League City, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at tight ends, right off of 646. I'm 45 South. And if you're on 45 right now, what the hell are you doing on 45? Because we all know that that sucks. You need to get in here, hang out with us. Got a fun crowd, and
the burger is strong.
It looked amazing, I have to say.
I can officially say the burger here is strong.
All right, I'm going to go for the brisket chili.
Okay.
I'm very curious about that.
That's a good way to order soup, but still be manly.
Yeah. It's chili. It's not soup.
Yeah. So I won't make fun of you. I mean, it's not like ordering a burger or a pork chop.
No. Well, I looked at the pork chop.
But it's not like ordering salad or tortilla soup.
I'm a step above that. It's kind of like ordering the small beer as opposed to the big one.
Right.
And the bartender said, oh, he wants the girl beer.
Yeah, they asked me, do you want a short or tall? And I said, well, I want a tall one. I'm a grown man. And then I turned around and I saw that Fred had chose to get the smaller one.
I'm trying to be responsible.
I felt guilty for basically belittling you in front of people.
Well, guess what?
I would never do that intentionally.
Oh, sure you would. You would never belittle Christopher Harris, though, HarrisFootball.com.
No, because he orders the big beer when they ask him.
I bet. I don't know. Christopher, which beer would you order when they asked you?
If they don't have heroin, I'm not there.
Oh, that's my kind of party.
Yeah, that's a bar across the street. So, how's it going, my friend?
It's going well. We're in the grind. Can't complain. I sort of wish the Thursday matchups were better, but that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of likable fantasy players available tonight, is there?
I think the running backs are okay. I mean, they're sort of everybody owns somebody in everybody's league owns Todd Gurley and owns Carlos Hyde, and they both performed pretty well last week. And you're never going to feel like on those offenses, wow, this is, you know, I'm guaranteed of a great night, but at least you're going to watch and you're going to care. But outside of that, there's not a lot.
What would Jared Goff have to do to become fantasy relevant? Because he's off to a much better start than I would have anticipated. But how long does he have to keep it up before you say, yeah, I could actually see myself trusting this guy?
Well, it's also about how they look, right? And in week one, he looked good, but it was a really bad Colts defense effort. Last week, it was sort of a Bortles. You know, maybe he racked up some numbers, but he didn't do it in a good way. And you just worry that the second you start to trust him, suddenly the soul-crushing interception that he threw at the end of the Washington game, you know, winds up happening all throughout the game because he's not really ready to be a star yet. So I think I'd need to see him play pretty darn well for several games in a row, not just put up good numbers, but actually look like, wow, he knows where he's going and he's looking off defenders and he's not inaccurate. And so far we haven't seen that.
What about Trevor Siemian? At what point do we start believing in him, since he's had a couple pretty good games, but this is sort of a tough matchup for them going on the road and negative body clock and everything else. What do you think of him?
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. I didn't think he was wonderful in week one, that game against the Chargers. He was absolutely great against the Cowboys. No question about it. You watch that film in a vacuum and you come away feeling like, wow, he made every throw. He was on time. The Cowboys didn't get a big pass rush, but it was really good. So the issue that you have with Siemian is just he hasn't looked like that very often in his career. Started off okay for a few games at the start of last year, but any defense that's ever been able to put pressure on him, it's always been a panic factor, throws it too soon, is always off, just can't sustain drives. So, again, for me, it's much more about how they look. And I think you're totally right that this is, if you believe in trap games, you know, you're going from the Cowboys, national TV, the Buck Aikman game, and next week is the Raiders, right? And now you're traveling east, negative body clock, I love that expression, and a team you probably should smoke. And if you ever were worried about a letdown, you would think this might be it. And last year, he didn't travel all that well, and the Broncos didn't travel all that well, so we'll see.
What do you do with Gronk? I know you've got him as your top TE, but are you worried about the injuries?
I think this time, no. Of course, I think to own Gronk is to worry about injuries. We all have had that experience. This time, insofar as we're able to get truth out of any team, and then insofar as we're able to get truth out of the Patriots, this is worse. It seems like he's been at practice and doing stuff, and for the assumption for now is if he's active, you know, it's an early game on Sunday, so you'll know in advance. As long as if Gronk is ever active, I don't know how you don't. Even if you're being told good chances a decoy, I still think you have to play him because he's just head and shoulder. I mean, right now he and Travis Kelce are just so much better than everybody else at the position that if they're active, you play them.
Christopher Harris, our guest. Check out his website, Harris Football. I have a rare defense question for you because I think I'm just going to stream against the Jets pretty much every week. The Dolphins this week were available in a lot of in a couple leagues. Is that a sound strategy, especially when you have a crappy defense in general?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a great time to do it and the right time to do it. It's why you always, you know, the person in your league who takes the Seahawks defense or the Broncos defense in the seventh round, you know, is just never going to be able to sustain because there are going to be weeks where those defenses don't have good matchups and you don't feel good about playing them. And 100%, the Dolphins would be my streamer of the week. If you can't get the Dolphins, the Eagles against the Giants also sounds pretty good to me. That Giant offense has been a total mess. Absolutely, follow around the Jets. It's not a bad plan at all.
Follow around the Jets, the Niners, the Browns, the Giants, the Texans. There's plenty of them you can follow around. To me, this is a good year to be streaming defenses because there's so many horrific offenses out there.
Yeah, there are some bad offenses, no question. We'll see. I mean, it happens every year that a few get better. The Jets are not one that I expect that will happen.
Well, last week I tried to get you to sort of back me up on Buck Allen being a great ad, and I'll ask you again. Are you adding Buck Allen now, or do you believe in him yet?
I think maybe you beat me. It's funny because I did add him in a couple of leagues, these are sort of deeper leagues where no one good is available. I think major part of what happened in that game is Terrence West gets hurt, and Buck Allen is now contending with Alex Collins instead, and that's better for Allen. And I will say, like, the big run in that game was at the end of the first half. The Browns turn it over, and the Ravens are, like, maybe on the Browns 40 or something like that. There's maybe 15 seconds to go. And they're basically just handing it off once to Buck Allen to try to get in position for Justin Tucker field goal. And randomly, it's just one of those plays where the defense all goes one way, the run goes the other way. He runs all the way down the 3-yard line. If he was fast, he'd have scored. And so suddenly we have what looks like a really good yardage day. I'm somewhat skeptical, and yet what Buck Allen can do does seem to jibe with what the Ravens' offense wants to do, right? They want to throw to running backs and tight ends. That's almost all they did in that game. They've had some very easy opponents, and maybe this is a little harder in London against Jacksonville, but not a terrifying opponent. It just seems like if they can get away with it, they'd rather just throw to running backs and tight ends, and that's what Buck Allen does, especially because Terrence West so far hasn't practiced this week. I mean, Allen has to be considered a borderline top 20 running back for this week at least.
So I am in a league that is pretty deep rosters, 12-team league, and you play three wide receivers. And, of course, I lost Corey Coleman, who's a way-off-the-radar wide receiver that people could look at this week that might be able to help.
The old open-ended questions. Let me try to remember who I think are the good waiver ads of the week. I mean, probably his potential replacement, Rashard Higgins, could be the right answer in Cleveland, but you're relying on DeShone Kizer then, and that was never going to be a great recipe for Corey Coleman, let alone a much less talented player in Higgins. But with Kenny Britt apparently needing to be talked to by the coaches and not flashing real well as a free agent, sort of Dwayne Bowing himself in Cleveland, it does feel like there's some targets there. I don't hate the idea of adding Higgins as your Coleman replacement. See how it goes for 1 week, and then it's probably not going to work out. I mean, it's likely that sort of a middling, mid-sized, not such an athletically gifted guy in a bad offensive situation, it's probably not going to work out. But I don't hate the idea of chasing a little volume for 1 week and then seeing who else gets hurt around the league.
Let me ask you about David Johnson, because I think it's come up where in a couple leagues I'm in, I've seen David Johnson just get dropped outright. Like leagues, if you don't have an IR spot, if you've got a five-man bench in a 12-team league, you can't really afford to keep around a guy who's doing nothing for you week to week. What's the threshold of where you'll hold on to a player that's on the IR that may miss half the season? How good does he have to be, and how much roster flexibility do you have to want to do that?
It's such a good question, and I don't know that I have a catch-all answer. A lot of it comes down to knowing your own league and sort of knowing the extent to which people will pounce and add David Johnson if you drop him, and they'll be willing to take the bagel on the bench for the entire season. In Johnson's case, it just feels to me like Christmas has been bandied about as the return time. And if that's really true, then he's completely useless for fantasy. Now, they don't have to commit to that. They only have to commit to 8 weeks. So there's a chance that he'll be just fine, and you'll get him at the second half of the season. My guess is no, but like I'll give you the Greg Olsen example. Like, they really seem to expect him back in the minimum amount of time, and if that happens, you're going to want Greg Olsen. So I think in most cases, I would find a way to hang on to him, whereas someone who looked like maybe was much more towards the end of December, I'd be more apt to not. The answer is hopefully get a league where there are IR spots. That's probably just one IR spot sort of solves a lot of problems.
All right. Tell the people about the website and your podcast and everything you're doing and how they can get them.
Yeah, I do a podcast every weekday, 5 days a week. It's pretty fun, and I watch all the game film. So all I do on all day Monday is watch every piece of game film there is and tell you what I saw and try to apply it to your fantasy team and basically to the NFL in general, how it's shaping up. And people can find everything they need harrisfootball.com or follow me on Twitter at harrisfootball.
Harris joins us every week. Chris, thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, guys. Good luck. I'm near New England, so New England, Houston. I was surprised you didn't ask him about that game, but then maybe
there,
not
there
that
are, there
we
are,
already know how that's going to go.
The hopes are not high in Houston right now for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can take some of that great advice that Christopher just gave you and use it to play on draft. You got to try my new favorite app. It's weekly fantasy football, but it's totally different than everybody else. On draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season long league. It's a draft that lasts for 1 week. There's no management. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, no trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last minute injuries for you. And drafts start every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. And you're playing for cold hard cash. Drafts as low as $1, so there's something for everybody. No salary caps, no player duplication. And just getting that real-life snake draft. Come join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on playdraft.com. Whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code ESPN975. Don't put the period in there. That's right. Play a real money game for free. Just use my promo code ESPN975 on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and come play free with promo code ESPN975.
Above and beyond your basic burrito.
All right, guys, coming up Saturday, this Saturday, September 23rd, Kima Boardwalk and 24 Breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers. Breweries like Avery, Ballast Point, Bell's, Galveston Island, Carbach, Lagunitas, Odell, Oscar Blues, St. Arnold, Southern Star, Sam Adams, who's out here today. They're all going to be at the Kima Beer Fest. And you can buy advance tickets now for $44.95 a person, $39.95 a person if you are a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID, $49.95 the day of the event. So it's worth it to get in early on this thing. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, food samples, and there's live music all day from the Spasmatics and Midnight Release. Purchase tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and all guests must be 21 years of age to enter. That's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, September 23rd, from 2 to 5 p.m. For more details and tickets, KimaBeerFest.com.
This This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at tight ends, right off 646 and 45. And I will give a thumbs up to the brisket chili.
Not bad, huh?
Not bad at all.
Good for you.
So,
I give a thumbs up to the burger. The burger was solid.
Okay, so food good.
Food very good. Anomaly good.
Scenery awesome.
You like that, huh?
I do.
God, you're such a pig.
No, I'm not. I just admire Greta.
I've been here talking to these ladies about their dreams and their goals, and you're just staring at their asses. It's so sad.
Well, they keep kind of parking them there.
I keep saying, what? Well, yeah, because I'm looking at their faces, talking to them about
you have not seen, you
what
haven't
college
seen a face
courses
yet.
They're taking.
Yeah,
and,
stop. You haven't seen one face
yet. You know,
yet.
And you're just staring at their asses. It's so vile. I mean,
yeah.
Grow up. I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, I can tell.
You ask any of the ladies here.
You totally shined off that girl who came and tried to talk to you, though.
She had to put my headphones on.
Oh, there you go.
You'll notice I don't go out of my way to talk to these girls. Let's be honest. Unless they're bringing me food, I'm like, you know. Well, I don't like to be that guy at the restaurant
who thinks
the waitress is really interested in them. Because
That's like the guy.
Don't be that guy. Who's like?
Don't be John Granato, because he'll be doing that.
That's a John Granato move.
That's a total John Granato move.
That's a Granato move. Granato's convinced that she really.
Hey,
likes
John,
him.
come over and put the headphones on for a second. I want to ask you something. The legendary John Granato.
Don't spill my beer, John.
Yeah, or mine. That's.
No. If the waitress talks to you, it means she likes you.
That might just be you.
Listen.
That's because that's.
She's going for it, right?
She's just got to take your order.
Oh.
That's their job.
See, he's an old TV guy. He's used to this stuff happening. Like, if they come up and take his order, he thinks that they're really into
it. Yeah, they're into me.
Well, John's more handsome than us.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Except John's super old now, so that's a little bit weird.
Yeah, and all he does is play golf.
Creepy. Now it's just creepy.
No, like, I think what you get
like
over 50 is
like, if John's hot
creepy.
Daughter worked at a place like this, he wouldn't want us ogling her.
Well, if she worked here, then I would. No, I would hope you would. If not, she's really ugly. Okay, if you're not ogling her.
It's true.
Right?
So you're hosting this this beer stein thing. Tell us what's going on with that.
You got to hold up a stein. How do you judge that? The last one that's holding it up wins.
Right.
I don't understand what I'm judging.
If someone drops an arm, you're like, you're effing out.
Well, yeah, but I think it's pretty obvious to everybody. You can't hold it anymore.
John,
did it in studio.
Yeah.
And
how'd you do?
Two and a half. We had the big dude. Have you guys seen the big intern, Keith?
Yeah, he looks like he should be playing tackle for the Texans.
Yeah. No, he looks like he could put better than Kendall Lamb anyway.
Well, better than Kendall Lamb.
Right. Dude, he didn't win. Tyler, the intern, won.
It's because Tyler, like me, masturbates a little. So
Tyler, the intern, or Tyler, the
Tyler,
producer?
The intern.
Oh, we have an intern?
Yes, we have Tyler, the intern. He played football. But this dude, he was
How
like,
long did Juggalo Trey hold it?
Juggalo Trey didn't play. Actually, Tasha played and would have held it longer than Juggalo Trey.
Oh,
there's no question in my mind. Juggalo Trey would have been about 4 seconds and said,
"This is heavy. It's heavy."
What about Raheel?
I don't think I can hold this.
Raheel wouldn't do it.
Because it had beer in it?
Yeah, I think he's religious.
He can't get within 3 foot of a beer, apparently.
Yeah.
It's like the strip club rule, right?
He and Dell are both scared of beer. I got Hoffy, Dell, and Raheel all on at the same time, and I'm the only one that drinks. It sucks my show.
Ken Hoffman doesn't drink either?
No.
He never drinks. I knew I didn't trust that guy.
Yeah, you can't trust that.
I knew
that.
It.
That's it.
I knew it.
No, it sucks.
We can't have him on again.
Like, hey, you guys ever go to the bar and throw up on yourself? No.
No, they never do that.
We don't go to bars.
No.
Wow, what do you do?
Have you ever gotten arrested with no pants?
No.
And he's like, no, that's never happened to me. It's like, how can you have any connection?
How can you have a show, a radio show, if you've never
How's there any connection with someone who's never been arrested without their pants?
With me.
Right.
Of all people to have a show with three people that don't drink.
Yeah, that just makes no sense to me.
Blows.
But, oh well, one of these days. Yeah, you know what I think? I think they just have to get divorced.
You think I don't drink beer anyway because I'm drinking a Coors Light.
Should be drinking the Sam Adams.
Yeah, you should be drinking the Sam Adams.
They're paying you today.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
I love Sam Adams.
And the Sam Adams guys bought these for us.
I know. Did they?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't buy any for me.
Well, they would have, but
right
they saw you drinking
what the hell? See, so this is your hosting job. Drink somebody else's beer.
You are the worst spokesman.
I know.
That'd be like the Burger King in the commercials?
Yeah.
Coming on and open up a bag of McDonald's. Hey, guys, I'm the Burger King.
No, pulling the head off and it's Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
This morning we had Steve McKinney on and it was Throw Shade Thursday and we threw shade at Wendy's. They suck. And Burger King sucks. So I was a good spokesman for McDonald's
Burger
today.
Burger King does suck.
Yeah.
Wendy's greater than Burger King and McDonald's.
No, stop. Steve McKinney, great American, was on with us. He owns 10 McDonald's now.
He's still alive?
What?
Steve McKinney does,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's a good... Now, is that not the smartest investment after your football playing career?
I mean, people are always
going
to go.
Oh, McDonald's is ever going out of business.
No.
Never.
But you prefer McDonald's?
Doesn't matter if it's...
No, he was just kissing up to
you
McKinney.
You didn't throw shade at Whataburger, did you?
No.
You better not. You better not.
Yeah. Wendy's is a little bitch.
That's burger gods will come at you. They'll strike you down if
you
say that.
I didn't say anything about that.
Good for you
guys are all on In-N-Out is overrated, right?
In-N-Out is overrated. It's good.
Overrated.
It's better than Whataburger,
yeah.
It's because people just have Whataburger and they think like, oh, this is new and different. This has got to be better.
Or they're from the West Coast and they think that their stuff doesn't stink.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That Whataburger's a biznot, but it's not. Whataburger is strong.
Yeah. You put that patty melt. I'll put that patty melt against any fast food burger in the world. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
All right. Well, looking forward to you judging.
What am I judging?
What time is the contest?
That somebody's arm.
You're old.
They put their beer down.
They have to pick easy stuff for you these days, okay? We know how this works.
Right.
Really,
that'll be me in a few years.
The truth is there's no job. All you had to do was come down here and drink Adams, and you already screwed that up. Already blew it. Like, it took you no time to screw up this gig.
Well, you at least get to, hey, at least it gets to do 2 hours with Salisbury. I know Salisbury drinks.
Salisbury drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Salisbury lived with a homeless guy. You got to drink.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because you know the hobo's going to drink, and you can't, like, say, if you let him drink alone, you're basically letting him kill himself.
When we did the trip to Baltimore, I found Salisbury just does tequila straight.
Oh,
he just like,
that's strong.
Dude, and threw down. Okay, when we were sitting around with all these old football coaches, and they all knew him and all loved him, and they were telling stories, and we were throwing down. Okay, Salisbury ain't scared.
And what'd you have?
Don't answer that. Coors Light. Why else would I do?
John, Shane Bell, please.
The mountains aren't even blue on that
one. Yeah, a little bit. They're like
periwinkle.
Shane.
They're like Carolina blue.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, go over there and get a damn Sam Adams. They got the Oktoberfest. It's good.
Tell them I'm drinking this.
Well. They're not paying attention.
All right. Thanks, John. Good luck with your big job.
Yeah, try not to screw up again.
I already did.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's all over the city of Houston. They've got one love, and that's putting together the best chicken finger meals possible. And they do it with the best ingredients, the only fresh, never frozen chicken fingers that are cooked fresh when you order, served hot, fresh, and fast as possible. All the great sides, the crinkle-cut fries, the Texas toast, with the real garlic butter and the premium seasonings, and then the cane sauce, which is, I think, the perfect condiment for everything at Raising Cane's. But Raising Cane's, another reason you want to eat there is because they do good things for the community. They work on thousands of local causes every year, focusing on enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles, and business development. And next Wednesday, September 27th, every Texas Raising Cane's is hosting a fundraiser where 100% of net proceeds go to Hurricane Harvey efforts. How cool is that? Cane's is working with United Way with this. It's going to be going on all day long. They'll also be taking cash donations. So if you've been saying, man, I'd love to get out and try Raising Cane's, next Wednesday is a great day to do it because 100% of proceeds are going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Very awesome thing by Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's all over the city of Houston. Give them a try tonight. Raising Cane's, one love.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR.